Marvin Mouskan, Motocross the Nations, Team France. Probably not the day you wanted to have. You're up front, but crashing.
Yeah, of course. I had a really good start. Both motos. Mm-hmm. Then first moto was terrible, and I was really struggling, and then I finally crashed, and it was a really tough moto. And then the second moto was a little bit better, but I still made a little mistakes and in the red, and I crashed, but it was better second moto. It was really, really rough, and, you know, I mean, there is no secrets. You have to live here and ride in the sand. To get used to, and I used to ride good in the sand like this a couple of years ago, and but I spent a lot of time here, so it's been 2 years since I didn't ride here, but I don't want to make excuses, but it was really tough, yeah.
Talk to some of the guys that race here. They didn't like this track compared to the GP track. Or what about when you from what you remember? Did they do it? Did they screw it up a little bit? That seems to be what some people are saying.
The track's still the same. I mean,
huge sand whoops.
yeah, it's really, really rough, and also if you cut the gas, the sand is really soft. I mean, deep and it's rough and bumpy all the time. So you have to keep the speed. And it was really nice to see Ellings and Kiroli ride in this condition. And you can tell their bike are not moving or sliding on the sand. It's really unbelievable how they can ride in the sand. And but like I said, you know, Jeffrey is born here, and then Kiroli is living here, and they spend a lot of time in the sand, and there is no secret. You have to do this.
All right. So what's next for you, Monster Energy Cup?
I'm gonna race, but take a little bit of time off, right, and get ready again.
Yeah. Well, you deserve it. This one was a hard one for sure, no doubt about it. Thanks, man, and see you back stateside.
Thank you. Bye.